This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Midtown Santa Fe planning process lacks public participation. The city of Santa Fe released a request for expressions of interest for developing the old College of Santa Fe campus in what is now called Midtown Santa Fe. The request, directed to real estate developers and business entities, is very detailed. But the request does not require a detailed process for public review, comment, and participation of the proposals. Many are questioning why. An unqualified Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, along with the National Nuclear Security Administration and Department of Energy, have submitted more than one proposal to be the master developer or perhaps a tenant in other proposals. The request asks for developers with experience in higher education, civic use, residential and mixed use, creative arts and design, entrepreneurship, and new businesses, and open space and recreation. However, LANL does not have this experience. They have been cited again and again for poor safety and management. In fact, LANL-related messes remain in Santa Fe. They include the nuclear laundry, the abandoned Eberlein Instruments facility, and most recently, the LANL contractors who brought contaminated roofing materials to the Caja del Rio landfill. Proposals were due on October 31st. Since then, an evaluation committee led by the Midtown Project Director Daniel Hernandez and includes directors of key city departments has been reviewing and evaluating the proposals behind closed doors. There have been a few leaks, an article in the Santa Fe New Mexican, as well as discussions at Journey, a Sunday morning public interest group at Collected Works Bookstore. But there has been no formal public comment process. There is no community member on the evaluation committee. The city plans to notify the finalists on Wednesday, January 15th. The Los Alamos Study Group announced its plans to hold a press conference that day at noon at Santa Fe City Hall. For more information, please go to lasg.org. Cynthia Wheeler, a community activist, spoke at this week's City Council meeting. She pointed out that the mayor said at Journey that the city council will, quote, use what they learned, end quote, about what the public wants in order to make a decision. She said, quote, Mayor, if we were given an opportunity to inform city council of our wishes, it was not something most of us were aware of. And this is my point. Because we, the people of Santa Fe, will have to live with the consequences of that decision, including urban sprawl, traffic, changed cultural goals of the city, it should not be your decision alone. We have not been invited to the table as we should have been. Do not make this decision without getting the public's input, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.